1 Samuel chapter 24. And it came to pass, when Saul had returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Indeed, David is in the wilderness of Engedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the flocks of sheep by the way, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. And David and his men remained around the sides of the inside of the cave. And the men of David said to him, Indeed. The day of which the Lord Jehovah said to you, Indeed, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. Then David arose, and quietly cut off the edge of Saul's robe. And it came to pass afterward, that David's heart struck him, because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. And he said to his men, The Lord Jehovah forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's Jehovah's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, since he is the anointed of the Lord Jehovah. So David restrained his servants with these words, and would not allow them to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave, and went on his way. David also arose afterward, and went out of the cave, and cried after Saul, saying, My lord the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth, and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, Why do you believe men's words, saying, Indeed, David seeks your harm? Look. This day your own eyes have seen how that the Lord Jehovah had delivered you today into my hand in the cave. And some encouraged me to kill you, but my eye spared you. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, because he is the Lord's Jehovah's anointed. Furthermore, my father, see, yes, see the edge of your robe in my hand, because I cut off the edge of your robe, and did not kill you, know and see that there is neither evil nor sin in my hand, and I have not sinned against you yet you hunt my soul to take it. The Lord Jehovah judge between me and you, and the Lord Jehovah avenge me of you. But my hand shall not be upon you. As the proverb of the ancients says, wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon you. After whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom do you pursue? After a dead dog, after a flea. The Lord Jehovah therefore be judge, and judge between me and you, and see, and plead my cause, and deliver me out of your hand. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words to Saul, that Saul said, Is this your voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice, and wept. And he said to David, You are more righteous than I. Because you have rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded you evil. And you have shown today how you have dealt well with me. Because when the Lord Jehovah had delivered me into your hand, you did not kill me. Because if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go well away? Therefore the Lord Jehovah reward you well for what you have done to me this day. And now, see. I know well that you shall surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. Swear now therefore to me by the Lord Jehovah that you will not cut off my offspring after me, and that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David swore to Saul. And Saul went home. But David and his men went up to the stronghold.